Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, we heard yesterday that Gardaí and customs officials in Dublin raided some shops and market stalls all across the city, including Moore Street and Henry Street, in a blitz on fake goods. A team of officers took part in a number of searches on businesses in the north inner city as part of a crackdown on imitation products. Yeah, you wouldn't see them now raiding them on, you know, up around Stephen's Green or Grafton Street, would you? No, let's go for those poor old Northsiders. Anyway, there was a huge reaction to this. Some people were happy to have these criminals targeted. Some people were disputing whether this is really a crime. Well, the Irish musical sensation Kneecap, I'm sure you've heard of them, they're quite popular now at the moment, have shared their 2 cents worth on Twitter, or X as it's called now. And they posted the following. All Dublin heads, we've got loads of merch on the website, but the heads on the stalls in Henry Street who got raided yesterday are trying to make a living too. And they have rip-off Kneecap t-shirts. Can get the movie on the dodgy box too. In other words, they're encouraging people to buy counterfeit versions of their own goods and to use dodgy boxes. Now, there you have an Oscar-nominated Irish act encouraging their fan base to shop counterfeit. Of course, it suits their edgy brand to do that, but I wanted to know what you think of it. Years ago, perhaps buying fake goods would have been a big no, but after so many years of the cost of living crisis, are we all a little bit more accepting of it now? Are Kneecap reading the room correctly here? I mean, is it really wrong to buy counterfeit goods? Now, by the way, Kneecap, as you know, they're an Irish hip hop group from West Belfast. But here's the thing. Like, if you're, and I suppose specifically to ladies here, I'm going to say this to ladies, because I suppose the most common counterfeit goods are handbags. And, you know, you can get your, whatever it is, Louis Vuitton handbag, and you can pay, you know, 800 quid for it if you want to. But you'll buy one in Henry Street or you'll buy one in a market. There's loads of the markets all over the place and you'll buy one for 20 quid. They look the same. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It doesn't, the quality, they will argue, of course, Louis Vuitton will argue the quality of their one is a lot better. But is it really? I mean, they're probably made in the factory next door in Bangladesh or wherever it is. I don't know where all these things are made. You know what I mean? All these designer goods. I mean, are they really any better? You're paying for a brand. Now, of course, they've spent a lot of money building their brand, you know, and they're entitled to it. They're their goods. They've designed it. They've designed the shape of the bag, the style, the colour. And then some clown comes along and recreates it and recreates the logo and sells it for a tenth of the price or less. Would you buy it? Now, that's one aspect of counterfeit goods, you know, clothes, runners, whatever it is. The other aspect is downloading. So you can go to the pictures, or the movies, as they call it nowadays. You can pay 10 quid in to see the latest movie. Oh, by the way, on that note, can I just tell for all the DC and Marvel fans out there, the new Superman movie trailer dropped today. Looks amazing. Amazing. Anyway, watch it. It's on YouTube. They're reimagining DC all over again, by the way. Anyway, getting back to what I was talking about. So you can download and watch on your dodgy box the latest movie for free. For free. Now, the quality, some of them is a bit dodge, but you can watch it for free. You pay 10 quid into the pictures. Now, the argument is it's theft. Same with downloading music. It's theft. But does it bother you? Do you believe it's theft? Do you treat it like theft? Is it like stealing money from somebody? Let me know what you think. Would you buy counterfeit goods or indeed watch counterfeit movies online? The number is 087-188-0008. Dave, what's the crack?
Niall. How's it going?
Now, Dave, you ruined it there. You always say, what's the crack?
Do I?
Yeah, it's a thing you say when you come on the air. Every single time you go, all right, what's the crack?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like when James comes on, he's like, how's it going now?
Yeah.
That kind of way.
Yeah, yeah, that's your thing. That's your thing.
But you said, what's the crack? So you took it away. So you put me on the spot. I'd say something new, like, stop stealing my bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what's the crack?
Sorry. Well, what's crack, Dave?
What's the crack?
Better?
Yeah, yeah, that's much better. It feels better now. Feels more normal. So Dave, you know, your argument is nobody gets hurt.
Well, no, it's not that. Well, nobody gets hurt, first of all. They don't. And also, the biggest thing, nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Nobody, like, honestly, is Hollywood, are they really suffering? You know?
Well, they'll argue they are. They'll argue they are.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that holds a lot of weight, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, they want to make $2 billion for their movies now, not $1 billion to poor creators. I mean, no industry is massively hurt by counterfeiting.
Well, no, that's incorrect, because you take Netflix. Recently, they decided they
Hold on a second. No. The reason the likes of Netflix are in trouble isn't because of
people sharing passwords. It's not.
It's because Netflix overextended themselves. It's because Netflix decided we're going to throw millions upon millions upon millions on movies and TV shows. And it was great when they were the only kid on the block and they were raking in all the money. But now you have all these other...
Paramount and Apple and Discovery and Amazon and all the rest.
Disney is gobbling it all up like fucking Pac-Man. So no, Netflix are in trouble because they spent too much money and overextended themselves. But it's just easy to say, well, it's actually because of people counterfeiting. Like, I download movies, I download books, I download comic books. I still have a Netflix subscription. Most people who download stuff illegally usually still have a subscription service. It's not a moral question or, oh my God, is someone going to go hungry because I'm going to watch a movie online? It's convenience. You can do it. It's there. It's free and it's easy. That's why people do it.
Yeah, but hang on. But you can do it. Like, let's say the latest Marvel movie, right? You have two choices. You can go and watch it in the movies, or usually a week or two later now, it lands on Apple, on Disney TV, right?
Actually, here's an interesting thing for you, right? It's kind of how you can tell if a movie's doing well at the box office or not, because I genuinely think the movie studios don't give a shit themselves. If a movie is bad, it'll be online maybe a week or two or three after it hits the cinema.
I don't necessarily agree, because the last Spider-Man movie, for example, was only out a few weeks and it was on Disney.
No, but honestly, there's the odd blip, but the vast majority of things, if it's a really good film, you will have to wait until the week before or even the week of it being released and general release on DVD or streaming services or whatever. But if it's a genuine dog shit movie that nobody cares about, it's usually online like really soon. It's a funny kind of little trend I've noticed.
Mm. Okay, so getting back to, say, handbags, T-shirts, runners... You know, the fake ones are a tenth of the price. Now, your argument is that's not theft, but it is, because they're stealing the designs of the copyright.
I never said it wasn't theft. I never said that at all.
But you said it was okay, it was acceptable.
It's who cares? No, I said who cares?
They care. The design, Louis Vuitton and all them, they care.
Listen, the vast majority of people listen to this, and even the ones who might have fucking... a moral beyond or bonnet over this kind of thing, have probably bought something from Temu or from Wish, which come from factories that are the size of towns and small cities in China where they churn out this crap. And it's all like stolen IPs as well. I'm not taking a moral stance on it. If you're going to be purely moral about it, yeah, it's wrong. But like, if you want to stop people streaming movies online, get better at your job. Find ways of blocking this stuff, but they never will. So long as they've ever been...
Hang on. In fairness to the companies, they do try. I mean, I remember going back in time a little bit when Sky TV became big first, right? Everybody had dodgy cards. I don't know if you remember that. And
I had a dodgy card once.
Yeah, it had like a chip on it. It was the weirdest looking thing. And then Sky would change the codes, and you'd have to bring the card back to the lad you bought it from in the snooker hall, and he'd plug it into a computer, and he'd redo it for you because he got the new code to put in, and you'd put it back in your box, and it worked fine. And then Sky went all digital, so nobody could do that anymore, right?
But
still, there are people who still can figure out, and they're selling these boxes now with all the Sky channels on them, on a Fire Stick or whatever it is, you know, these boxes, and you can pay a subscription of like 50 quid a year or whatever it is to these dodgy characters. And, you know, and you can...
Whatever.
Two or three of them have been arrested already. They are clamping down on it. So they're making the money, you know, and I know Rupert Murdoch is not a poor man. I get that. But in saying that, it's still his money.
Yeah, really, Niall, of all the people today, we should feel so bad for poor old Rupert Murdoch. Poor Rupert Murdoch wanted a solid gold toilet seat with, you know, studded with diamonds and precious gems for Christmas. But now he can't afford it because I stream Netflix movies for free. Jesus, you're really fucking stretching to make an argument here tonight, man.
So you're saying there's no guilt? None?
Not in the slightest.
Okay, so stay there for a second. David, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. I couldn't disagree more with that last character.
You disagree with him? That's good. Makes it good for a good talk show. Go on, you disagree with him. Fire away.
Character.
He should be in prison. He's totally immoral.
Right. Okay. I know you're being sarcastic, by the way. Go on. Go on. David. So, David, would you buy counterfeit goods?
No. Well, I've never had any sort of ambition to have what is not genuine. It's if I can afford it, great. You know, I used to have I used to work at Lloyd's of London. I was an underwriter at Lloyd's. I had a six-figure salary. I could afford this shit, but I never bought it. And it sort of my idea of a lunch for myself and a customer or whatever would be pop into the Ship and Turtle, two pints and a beef sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, it was like £7. I've never had any airs and graces. It's not the way I was brought up by my mother. You know, it's simple.
So you've never had a dodgy box either?
No.
I'd say he's had a dodgy box or two in his time.
Dodgy spice box, maybe.
I don't have a TV. I got rid of my TV 14 years ago. I have no interest in most of the films. I live.
Jeez, David, you sound like a barrel of laughs.
Sorry?
I mean, you've no interest in films at all.
Not really, no. There's some good films. Shawshank Redemption was a great movie. But, you know, sort of.
And there's been nothing else since that. I mean, there's been good movies out since The Shawshank Redemption. I understand it's a great movie, but there's been great movies out since then.
Has there?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like Paddington.
Emily Blunt's been in a few
Sonic
movies.
The Hedgehog.
So, David, do you watch movies at all? Would you go to the movies every now and again?
Never.
Never?
No. Okay. I've always got headaches when I've gone to the cinema, so I've always loathed going to the cinema.
Right, okay. And what about clothes? Okay, so, you know, let's say there's this really nice shirt, and, you know, it says on it, I don't know, you know, Ralph Lauren, and it's a really nice shirt, and you really want it, but somebody says, I'm just letting you know, by the way, it's not real.
Yeah, well, I don't.
It's not real at Ralph Lauren.
My family are just selling up a business, actually. We for 140 years, we were in the fashion business. And I had access to all the gear.
Yeah, but that was real gear. Yeah, that was the real stuff.
Sorry?
That was the real stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't even go into the family business and grab shirts.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to give you an example. You're out somewhere.
I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming you wear clothes. Okay, so you're
out. I could have walked into the...
you're out, David, work with me here. We're right. So you're out somewhere and you need a new shirt because all your old ones are falling apart from washing them. And you're, I don't know, there's a market on, and there's a lovely blue Ralph Lauren shirt. You say, geez, that's nice. I think I'll take that. It's like,
no interest. No,
hold on. Wait for a second. You have to buy clothes at some point.
Yeah, I do. I've got a shop full of the bloody things.
I'm just not going to get anywhere, am I? I'm just giving you an example. You see a blue shirt, and it says Ralph Lauren on it. And it's like 15 quid. And you go, that's nice. I think I'll buy that.
I've never been interested in that sort of thing. But my family own a shop which sells that stuff, and I've never been interested in having it anyway.
No,
you know, I used to go instead of having your lovely leather shoes.
Where do you buy your shirts?
Where would I buy my shirt online?
Okay, and you see a shirt online, and it says Ralph Lauren. And it's 15 quid and it's a nice shirt. Would you buy it?
Well, I would buy a shirt because I like the shirt. I don't buy the shirt because it's got a brand name on it.
I think you're missing the point I'm trying to make. I'm just saying, would it bother you that it's a knockoff?
I would not be interested in a knockoff, no.
No, okay.
It wouldn't mean anything to me whatsoever.
And what do you say to people who buy knockoffs and who download movies illegally? And say,
I think they're shallow, pointless people who need to get a life.
There you go, Dave.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's a bit harsh.
Dave,
fucking yeah. Rough. I just came on to be like have a bit of a buzz here. I didn't want to be character assassinated. What do you do for a good time? Just out of curiosity's sake.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yes,
me.
Yeah.
I would as a my ambition is to race a yacht around the world. I've done most of it. The only thing I've got to do left is the Pacific. But my ambition used to be one time it was to win a world championship, was to win a national championship. I've done that.
Okay.
But
right now, what do you do as a hobby?
Day to day.
Day to day, I look after some. I've got 3 brood mares in my field. I give them water and some food. I've just done the core samples to get my field tested to see what I'm going to feed it next to get good growth.
And you listen to the radio every now and again.
Sorry?
And you listen to the radio every now and again, obviously.
I listen to Classic FM, in the car.
Well, that's glad. That's about the only station you should listen to.
Yeah. As to ambition.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was ambition Dave was talking about. Dave, the shallow person on the other line.
Yeah, I was just curious, while the rest of us, you know, lower class plebs, would be illegally downloading our movies with our Macs and fedoras and glasses on. I'm just curious, what do you do to unwind, to relax, while the rest of us are breaking the law?
Well, I'm currently in the pub. I was in the pub until I walked out to go on the phone, thinking a few Murphys and having a happy time.
Good. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
I do a bit of, you know, I live in a lovely little village where we do a lot of horse work. We've got a lot of horsey people here.
Yeah.
I helped out organising the Christmas light decoration around the village, which a lot of people seem to like what we did.
David, hang on, because I do have to go to a break. And Dave, have a quick think about this during the break. Do you have a dodgy box? Actually, don't answer that yet. Because just wait after the break. I'm going to come to Connie and ask her, because Connie thinks there's no harm done here. Let me know what you think. David doesn't even possess a television. That's the way he looks at life. Doesn't even have a television. And doesn't agree. Anybody who's downloading for free, you know, or is buying counterfeit goods, you're just shallow people. That's what he kind of said. You're shallow. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Is there anything wrong with getting counterfeit goods or, you know, downloading movies for free? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. We're talking about the story in the paper today where the guards did a blitz on fake goods across Moore Street and Henry Street. No, not Stephen's Green, because you don't get them on Stephen's Green, do you? Unless they're fake flowers. Anyway, David says you have to be kind of shallow, you know, to kind of be into that kind of thing. That you're, you know, you want to buy brand names cheap. You know, I suppose for parents, it's difficult sometimes because the kids want brand names and they want to be like their mates. And that's why they buy them. But Dave thinks it's a shallow thing to do. Sorry, Dave, just getting back to what I asked you before the break. Do you have a dodgy box?
I don't know.
Not you, David. The other Dave.
Oh, sorry.
You don't.
I had, but the doctor gave me a cream for it. I have a fire stick and... I know that if I gave it to him and gave him 70 quid, he could hook me up. But if I'm being honest with you, I have the big streaming services. I also have a 3-year-old. Like, I don't get to watch TV. Whatever's on my TV is usually kids' cartoons or stuff like that. And at nighttime, I tend to read, you know, like I'll read a book or I'll read a comic book or something like that. So for me, it's a waste of money at the moment. But I do download most of my comic books for free.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Connie, hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Connie. Connie, would you buy counterfeit goods?
Yeah, sure. You might know sometimes, like if you're abroad and stuff.
What do you mean you might know? Of course you know. You know by the price.
I know, but, you know, I was never really into all those labels, so I'm going to be like David now, or whichever one it is.
And well done, Connie.
My box is not dodgy at all now. He's going to ask me.
Yeah, but if you're on holidays...
That was a joke. No, I don't have a TV either, and I pay for YouTube, and I use that a lot. If I want to watch a movie, I pay for it. Or if someone sends me a link to one, I would use it, yes, no problem. As sometimes I go into, I was trying to think of what I do that could be wrong. Say, for example, I like shopping in second-hand shops because you can find something quirky or unusual. Well, I've always done it.
That's not legal. Yeah, that's
I've
fine.
I've always been artistic and kind of alternative. So, yeah. For example, if I found something in there that was cheaper but it would have been worn or whatever, yeah, you'd be...
Well, that's okay. There's nothing illegal about that.
You see, labels never really bothered me, so I wouldn't really want, you know... I don't understand.
Yeah, but you said on holidays. So let's say you're away on holidays. I'm trying to put you into a predicament here. And you see this guy is walking around the street selling handbags.
Yeah.
And he goes, nice Louis Vuitton handbag. You want to buy 20 euro, you know? And you say, go on out with that. I'll give you 15.
Back them down, yes, I will give one, yes.
Yeah, so you would buy...
There's anything wrong with that, because...
At least we're all being honest here, okay? So you would buy it. Yeah, it's a nice handbag. You'd buy it.
So the only thing I want to say now, you know what? I was for the last few days, every day. I didn't even hear the news. But surely to God, in this day and age, the way the whole world has gone to pot, and Dublin has certainly gone to pot, and you'd agree with me, would the guards have anything else to do besides raiding the people in Moore Street?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, by the way, but I'm just saying, look, I suppose it's one of many things they have to do, because, it is a crime, and it is costing, you know, the manufacturers and the people who own the copyright to all this stuff millions every year.
So most of them people are so much money that they could live 100 lives, you know?
No, that's a fair argument, and Dave has made that point already, that most of these designers are extremely rich. They're not going to miss the few quid. So, I get that, you're willing to buy the bag.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, well then you're stealing. That's theft.
It's not really okay. Now I'm a photographer. I am only doing now landscape and fine art photography. But like, if somebody, if they took a photograph of one of my photographs and put it online, like I wouldn't care because they can't really print it out anyway.
But that's theft. If they took a photograph of one of your photographs and put it online, it's theft.
They can look at it, but they won't be able to enlarge it because it won't be any good unless you have it.
Right, but how would you feel if one of the photographs you took, somebody had taken a photograph when you weren't looking and then, you know, reprinted it?
Yeah, it depends. It happened before, actually.
They were selling it. You went into a shop and it was in a frame for sale. How would you feel?
If they weren't selling it now, I wouldn't.
But if listen to me. If they were selling it, jeez, I'm trying to explain everything to everybody tonight. If they were selling it.
I'm not famous now, so probably won't be worth that much.
Jesus Christ. Well, everybody stop making excuses here.
Before, and I just asked the person to do, it was a long time ago, I don't want to mention it because it was a company. They were using my photographs to promote something. And I just thought, because they didn't ask me. If they asked me, I would have no problem with it. And I can't say too much because if anyone hears it, they would know who it was. It only happened to me once, and I was living abroad. And I thought, do you know something? I have an awful nerve. And you know, they knew. They never, if they asked me, I would have said, no problem. It was only online to advertise something.
Okay, and was it a big company?
Yeah, well, around here, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you should have asked them for money.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You should have said, you owe me money. You used my photograph to promote your goods. You owe me money.
I know, but I mean, I just asked them to take it down. Because they shouldn't be using it without my permission.
Fair enough. You should say, take it down, but you owe me money. You've already used it.
Yeah, well, they didn't offer.
Okay, we're still not answering my question. I'm going down in circles here, Connie. So somebody takes a picture of one of your pictures. You walk into a shop tomorrow and you see your picture in a frame for 20 quid on the wall.
Oh, I'd go nuts. I will go nuts.
Oh, well, that's exactly what I'm saying, isn't it? Because
you
it's yours. I'm talking about counterfeit goods and people stealing copyright. Isn't that what this is all about?
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I'm a starving artist from Cork, Connie Coonan Photography. Anyone that wants to buy one to help me?
Connie Coonan from Cork. Yeah.
They're bloody well fucking loaded. I'm sorry. Big difference.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yes, it's wrong, I suppose. But there's no one lining up. I'm not selling 20 million photographs every day. So there's a big difference. So, yes, I would go nuts because I'm only a small...
Okay. Well, see, now, David, you see where we're getting to the crux of the matter here, right? So Connie would buy the bag in Spain, even though that's somebody else's copy, right? And she sees no harm in it. But if it was her photograph for sale, she wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, but my Niall...
Well, no, hang on. Let David respond to that. Sorry, David. Go ahead.
Niall, that just sums up my whole comment, I think. It's just the appalling morality of society today. Or lack of.
So what, is Connie shallow as well?
Big time.
Connie,
I certainly am not. How dare you?
Oh, God.
Wait, go on, Connie.
Go on, Connie.
You've just proven yourself.
If I was a millionaire, I'd give my money to penny dinners. Let's face it. But, you know, these people, like, if you were having a gold-plated toilet seat, you'd want a good kick up there behind.
He said you're shallow, by the way. He did say you were shallow.
If you're either a bigot or not a bigot. You have just shown to be a bigot.
A bigot? How is she a bigot? Shallow. I could live with. Bella, how is she a bigot?
Because she...
David, did you nip back into the pub during the break?
Yeah, object to somebody stealing her own photograph, but she's quite happy to steal somebody else's idea. That is bigotry.
Well, it's not...
You're completely...
It's kind of hypocrisy. It's not bigotry.
Yeah, it's not bigotry. It's sick.
It's hypocrisy and bigotry.
Get a life, plagiarism.
It's plagiarism. Thank you, Dave.
I'm sorry now.
Mm.
There's a big difference from a very small cottage industry.
No, there's no difference. Small art, there's no difference. It doesn't matter whether it's $1 billion or $1.
No, it does. It's a big difference.
Absolute bullshit.
Whatever, you know something. I'll agree to disagree with you because I'm too tired to argue with you. It's so silly. You were a starving artist, you'd understand.
There is no justification for breaking the law. There is no justification for breaking the law or breaking your own values.
Dave, do you see now? To be fair, I do like Connie, but do you see the hypocrisy in what she's saying?
I just want to know who pissed in Prince Valiant Dare's hot whiskeys.
Very hot in the collar. Bah, humbug! Yeah. No way. If he has the money, go away and give some money to charity. You know that.
No, but here's one I'll turn on its head for you, smaller, right? Since a perfect example, you like the Marvel movies, Niall?
I love them.
You've made no secret of that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all talking about how dare you know a person scam a few thousand euros or whatever a year from you know big multi-billion-dollar corporations. The comic book stories that, you know, the movies are, obviously they're not a one-to-one adaption, but the comic book writers who have written those stories, those stories are their IP. When those movies are made, they barely get a look in. They get no extra money for their stories being used. They barely ever get any recognition for it. And these companies make literally billions of dollars every year off of that. But yeah, we're supposed to go, yeah, the guy who's selling a few t-shirts, he's gone. He should be taken out the back there and flogged with a big stick. I mean, yeah, fine, it's immoral, but we live in an immoral world. Who gives a shit at the end of the day?
Exactly.
By the way, somebody texts in and says, your man, David, I think they're talking about, sounds like a cross between Hugh Grant and Boris Johnson. David!
I would object to both of those. I would object to both of those.
Maybe you should take it as a compliment. Hugh Grant's a fine-looking man, isn't he? You know what I mean?
I think he's a prick.
Just say it as it is, David. Just say it as it is.
We agree on something.
Yeah. Anyway,
Hugh Grant is a
yeah. We know what Hugh Grant is, and he was caught in a car with a hooker and all that kind of stuff. We know. Yeah. We know.
But it's not just that. It's his whole sort of attitude. He is the worst aspect of the sort of Hollywood, of so-called Hollywood people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Listen, lads. I'm kind of getting nowhere with this conversation. It's not going the direction I wanted to go in.
Yeah.
I was pissing expecting.
You're pissing into the wind with this one tonight, Niall. Aren't you?
I am. Yeah. Sorry, Connie.
Can I say one thing? Why didn't you pick a better topic?
Yeah. Well, now, hold on for a second. Hang on for a second now. I'm not the only one who picks the topics. Jane, you're in trouble now.
Connie,
this is your idea.
What would you have rather we talk about, Connie?
What'd you say?
What would you rather we had talked about?
Yeah, go on.
Something to do with maybe Christmas and helping the less fortunate, like, I don't know, the homeless, our own homeless.
Don't get me wrong, that's really valiant of you to want to do that, but I can tell you now, that would go down like a lead balloon.
How would we argue about that, Connie?
Say something, your favourite Christmas song.
We did that the other night. We've done lots of Christmas stuff over the last week. No, I'm only saying, Connie.
It's not as easy as you think, Connie.
I don't know, I'm too tired.
Dave, when you talked to Jane there, was it a crap topic?
No, I eat great crack.
I'm only back one night. It's hard. Like, I'm a bit rusty.
Yes, you know? She is.
I was only joking.
Because of what you said, she's going to get fired tomorrow.
She'll
be fired for Christmas.
Has anyone ever been fired at Christmas? Text us in your firing at Christmas story.
I know people who have been fired for Christmas.
No.
I know one person who was fired 4 days before Christmas.
What was the job?
Huh?
What was the job?
I can't say.
Why?
The cats would be out of bags. Thank you, David. Thank you, Connie. Thank you, other David. David can go back into the pub now if he wants to. I'm sure that's where he wants to go. David, are you going back into the pub, yeah?
I certainly am, yeah. No, I'm fascinated. I would say in my defence, I was brought up by both my parents. They were born, one was born in 1929 and the other was 33. I was born in 1959. So the majority of their life, they were brought up, certainly their young life, they were brought up in with rationing.
Oh, right, okay.
She sat on the bench, and she was locking people up for the sort of...
Oh, she was a judge?
Sorry?
She was a judge, your mother?
Well, she was a magistrate.
That's great. I'm glad, you know, Dave and Connie didn't come up before because they'd be going down. A pair of them. Because they're loving counterfeit goods. Dave, Connie, I've run out of time. Listen, it's been fun. Connie, Dave and David, thank you very much, Nate.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.